Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Kuf Aleph. We're getting at the very top by the Mishnah. We're learning today Leilui Nishmas Sidney Feld, Shlomo ben Moshe Halevi. Well, in the Shomish, we learn for Shirav and Aliyah. And the Mishnah begins. Hadeles Shebemukta. If you have a door that is in a mukta, Rashi explains this is in a backyard of a house, Rechova Shachori Habatim, Umishum Hachi, since their backyards were not used on a regular basis, Nokat, we specifically say that this was a backyard door, Mishum Shein Mishtam Shimbotadir, it's not regularly used. They didn't use their backyards, they used their front yards as their main place. The front yards are the Chotzer, the backyards are called the Rechova. Vein Balabais Choshesh Lo Lasos Ladelis Tuluya Karoi. And therefore, they would want to access it. They didn't necessarily have a regular full-fledged door. They didn't need to have a normal hanging door that would swing on a pivot or be lowered or raised. And therefore, Ella Zukufa, that's the girsa that we have, but on the side, some of the girsos bring down, it should be Zokfa, Kinegera Pesach. You stand up a sort of temporary door in the opening between the house and this Rechava. And when you need to go and access the Rechava, you just take the door off the space. V'yesha tluyos avol negros laretz, and there are other doors that are attached, and you just drag them on the ground. So in this situation, we have this delis shebemukta that's entering into this backyard. The chadokim should appear. So, or you have these chadokim, they are thorns that are wrapped together and made into a wall or a fence or a door of some sort. Rashi explains, kotzim shasom chavilos, they are these thorns that you made into bundles. V'hitzkinom listom behem pirtza, and you use them to plug up a wall that has a breach in it, or to have a door, and that's the door. Upamim should post, and sometimes you take it down so you can use it as a door. So you have the delis shebemukta, the chadokim shebepirtza, or you have machatzolos. Machatzolos are reed mats, and you're using them in the same way. And Rashi says they're shulkanim, they're reeds, and ein noalim bohen elim king gvomin aretz. You're not allowed to use them on Shabbos or Yontif because it looks like you're building, unless they're actually hanging in the air. In other words, they're not dragged on the ground and they're not on the ground itself, because then when you put them in the door, it looks like you're building. So you're not allowed to go and close these unless imkin givoim in aretz, unless they're hanging in the air, and then you can close it. Morris starts off and tells us, Ruminu, this Mishnah seems to be a question from the Brisa. Ruminu, we bring the following Brisa that it seems to disagree with our Mishnah. Delis hanegreris, if you have a door that is dragging on the ground, which means that the part of the door is hanging up in the air, but part of it is on the ground, so it doesn't fill in the space perfectly. Machatzelos and agreris, or you have these mats that are also on the ground, or the kankan hanigra, or you have a kankan. Rashi explains that this kankan is like a device for threshing or plowing, that you attach this to the end of the plow, while they're plowing, and but it's also used sometimes by people to plug in a hole to use it as a door. So again, you have all of these things that are partially on the ground, but also hanging in the air from the top of the doorpost. Bizman shikshur nutluyin, if they're in fact hanging and they're not on the ground, so then you're allowed to use them on Shabbos. No limit of Shabbos, because it's clearly a door and you're not making a binyan here. Vein tzarech lomar b'yontif. But and certainly you're allowed to do it on Yontif. You do it on Shabbos, you don't really do it on Yontif. So this seems to disagree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to go and close them, elim hem givoim in aretz, if they're attached, mipnei shekshurin utaluyin. And here in the Braisa, it seems to say that no, even if they're on the ground, they're negreris at times, so then you're allowed to go and use them as long as they're now kshurim utaluyin. Again, the difference between the Mishnah tells us that if they're ever on the ground, it's no good. They have to always be hanging in the air, even when they're not being used to close the door. So even when it's not closed, it has to be hanging. Whereas the Braisa says, no, if it's not being used, it's allowed to be on the ground. It's only when you're using it that it has to be hanging. So there's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So we have two tirutzim over here, similar but not the same. Amar Abaye says, b'sheyesh lahem tzir. The Braisa says, if they have a tzir is like a hinge, a pivot. So then it's clear that it's a door. So even if it's not hanging, but it's on the ground, it's clear that it's a door and you're allowed to go and use it when it's hanging. Rava says similarly, but not exactly the same. Rava Mar Bishal Yola and Tzir. As long as they once had a Tzir, so then this cool applies, even if the Tzir is not there right now. So that's how you reconcile the Braisa being more lenient than the Mishnah. The Braisa is talking about either it had a Tzir, like Rava says, even though it doesn't have it now, and Abai says it has to have it tzir right now. But we question this, Meisvei, we have another brisa, it says, Delas and Agreres, if you have this door that's dragging, or Machzelas and Agreres, or these mats that are dragging on the ground, or you have this part of the plow that's dragging on the ground, so only, the brisa says, Bizman Shekshurin Utuluyin, when they are, in fact, tied and hanging, and Ugevoim in Aretz, Afilu Melonima, but they can't be on the ground. They have to be at least anima, a hair's breadth above the ground. Then Nolim, then you'll have to close it. However, Imlav, if they're not, ain't all a man, then you're not allowed to. So you see clearly from this brisa that they have to actually not be on the ground. So this brisa disagrees with the previous brisa. So what's going on? So Abai Mataris Tameh, the Rav Mataris Tameh. Each of them, Abai and Rav, will explain the difference between these two brises in the following fashion, like they explain the difference between the Mishnah and the brisa. Abaye Mataris Tameh, Abaye, who said the difference between the Mishnah and the brisa was, does it have a tzir? Does it have this hinge, this pivot? So he says the same thing over here. He says, O Shiesh Len Tzir. He says, if they have, in fact, this hinge, this pivot, so then, even if they're on the ground, like the first brisa that we had, O Shikvo Min Aretz. Well, the second brisa says that they don't need to have this tzir if they're never dragging on the ground, if they're totally raised. So these two brises aren't in contradiction to each other. The first brisa that it says, if it be on the ground, is because it has a pivot. And the second brisa, when it can't be on the ground, it has to be totally in the air, at least a hair breadth above the ground, it's talking about when it doesn't have a pivot, like the Mishnah. And we simply give a teretz as well for Rabba. Rabba Mataris L'Tameh, he gives the exact same teretz, according to his reasoning that we said before, the difference between the Mishnah and the first brisa was he held that it just had to once have its seer, it doesn't have to have its seer right now. And that would be the same reconciliation that we had between the Mishnah and the Brisa, according to Rava, would be between the first Brisa and the second Brisa. Kishayolem Tzir, the first Brisa, where it could be dragging on the ground, was where it once had its Tzir, even though it doesn't have it right now. And the second Brisa, where it can't be on the ground, it must be at least a hair breadth above the ground, Osh to Gavoim in Aretz, that's the second Brisa. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a different Brisa, Sochei Kotzim. Sochei Kotzim are these bundles of these kotzim, similar to what we said before, by the chadokim shebepirtza. So the sochei kotzim bechavilin, or you have bundles of wood. So in these situations, sheskinan lepirtza shebechotze, they were set up to be a door or a wall in a breach in a guard in a courtyard. So in this situation, bizman shekshur netuluyin, as long as they're totally attached and hanging, you're allowed to kolos them, noel and be Shabbos, v'insorachlum abi yontiv. And certainly, if you do it on Shabbos, you do it on yontiv. So this opinion is like the Mishnah, that they have to be totally hanging and attached. They can't be dragging on the ground. Tani Ruchiya learned the following brisa. Deles almono hanigreris. If you have a door that's called a almona door, we'll explain in a moment what an almona door means. An almona is a widow. So what does it mean by a widowed door? And if it's dragging on the ground, ain't all in boy. You're not allowed to go and close this on Shabbos. It looks too much like binyan. Now, what exactly is this delas almona? Hechidomi delas almona. So we have two definitions for it. First definition is ikad yamri. Some say dechad shifa. It's made out of a single board. Rashi explains, Asuya mikeresh echod. It's made out of one board. The hochovade mechse kibona. Here, when you have one board, it looks like you're building when you put it in the space. The nos and keresh bekosel shame bohekadelis. Doesn't look like it's a door. So you're looking to fill in this breach with one piece of wood. So that is called the delis amona, and that is not allowed to be attached unless it's hanging and it is tied. Ikadiamre. Alternatively, this delis amona is described as the less lay gishma. What is gishma? So Rashi says this means brichayim hamechabnosa. This is some sort of like a cross beam that you have that inserts in between two doors and locks them into place. Rabbeinu Chananel over here brings down pirish gishma. He spells it with an aleph, not with a hey. But he says this by beis kibul shel tzir. This is like the receptacle part of the pivot. Shehu kemalvein. It's like a brick, but it's going into the ground. And therefore, this is also locking it in place. So this delis almana that you're not allowed to use doesn't have this gishma. So therefore, it doesn't look and have the appearance of a door, and therefore it looks too much like instruction. The Mishnah now continues and tells us additional laws of binyan. Om Rav Yehuda, hai nidurta. If you have a bonfire that you're making. So you normally make it by tossing a bunch of logs together. So if you do it from the bottom up, so that's called binyan. If you do it from the top down, how do you do it from the top down? You hold the top log in place with your hands, and then you put the other logs underneath it, so then it's not called binyan. And that's what the Rav Yehuda tells us. This medurta, when you're piling up these logs to make a campfire, so mimala limato shari, if you're doing it from the top down, you're doing this on Yom Tov when you're allowed to light it. Again, you can't strike a match to it, but you take a fire that's already in existence and you want to continue it, so you're allowed to do this, but you have a problem of binyan. So you have to hold the top log in place with your hand, and then you put all the other logs underneath it. So mimala limato shari, and you don't have a problem of binyan. But to put the bottom log down and a log on top of that, another log on top of that, so then that's a problem. That looks like binyan. Mimata lamala is osur. And exactly the same thing is with eggs. If you want to go and put a bunch of eggs, one on top of the other, so you have to put the top egg first. If you put the bottom eggs first and then put the top egg on top of it, so then again that looks like construction, it looks like binyan, and it's not allowed. If you're having trouble visualizing what this is, you can look in the Pirush Chai on page 221 in diagram number 56. Now, I should have pointed out, on page 220 and 221, you have many, many diagrams of all the different types of doors and the hanging of these doors and the pivots that I was talking about. And you can look in those diagrams from diagram number 42 through diagram number 54 on pages 220 and 221 in the Pirush Chai. Similarly, we continue here, v'chein kidra, if you have pots, and again, you can see this in diagram number 58 on page 221, that if you want to stack pots in a certain way, so you have to put the top pot on top, you hold that with your hands, and then you put the other pots underneath it. Otherwise, if you put the bottom pots and then put the top pot on top of it, it's binyan. And likewise, v'chein purya. Purya, you can see in diagram number 59 on page 221, when you're making the beds, so you have to put the top area on first. Again, you have to hold the top area in its place with your hands, and then you can put the bottom parts underneath it. So the same thing applies with a bed. And finally, v'chein chavita, same thing applies with barrels. You can see this in diagram number 60 on page 221. You have to stack the barrels from the top, holding the top one, and then you can put the bottom ones underneath it. Diagram number 61 on page 221 gives us an additional example with books, with svarim, which is from the Tosos, di Ramaso v'chein biyasa. Finally, we conclude this shtickle of Gemara over here with a drasha. Amalei ha'utztuki le Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. This stuki told Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya is known throughout Shas as the one who always protects the Jewish people from canards and charges from the governments and from tztukim and from goyim. So this stuki tells Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, listen, chidka, he called him, you person with thorns. Dechsiv b'chu, it says about you Jewish people, he brings down a pasuk from Micha, it says, tovom kichedek, the best ones of you are still thorns. In other words, this is a very derogatory remark against the Talmidei Chacham. So Amalei, so Yishuv ben Chananya tells it, stuki, you're an idiot. Shatcha, you're a fool. Shvil l'sefer dekra, go and scroll down. I always say the Gemara uses the terminology, scroll down. Shvil l'sefer, go down to the bottom, the kraw, the pasuk. In other words, read the end of the pasuk. You can't just read a pasuk by itself. You have to look at the whole pasuk. And it says, at the end of the pasuk, yashar mi misucha, that the Talmidei Chachamim, the righteous Jews, are better than a sukkah, better than some sort of a protection. Ve'alamai tovu b'chedek. So how do you understand the first part, that it seems to be derogatory, that it says the best of you are like a thorn, albeit the Yashar are like a sukkah, so it certainly is a positive overall, but what does it mean, tovom kichedek? So he explains, kishem shechadokim halalu, just like we had in our Gemara, that's the connection over here, that we're using these bundles of these thorns to go and fill in a breach, kishem shechadokim halalu, meginin ala pirtza, so they can be used to fill in a breach, so too, kach tovim shabanu, so too, the good ones amongst us, we function like these thorns and fill in breaches. Alternatively, dover acher, tovom kichedek, when it says that the best ones of the Jews are like a thorn, what does that mean? Shemahatkin. So play on the word chedek and hedek. So shemahatkin is harishoyim legehenim, that we go and pound chodek chodek yofet, right, by the besamim, by the spices, so we go and pound the rishoyim in gehenim. Shenema, the pasuk says, kumi, you should get up, vadoshi, and go and thresh, do disha, bas tzion, ki karnech osim barzel, I'll make you your horns, I'll make them out of iron, upar sosayach, and your hooves, osim nechusham, them out of nechoshes, vadikos amim rabim, and you'll be able to go and crush and pound these many nations. So the word Chedek is a play on the word Hodek, Hodek, Yofeh. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts and says, Lo Yamon Adim Rishus HaYachid. A person is not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid and take a key, as Rashi says, Lo Yamon Rishus HaYachid, V'yito Mafteach Humunach Rishus HaRabim, and go and take a key that's in the Rishus HaRabim, V'yivtach Bo Pesach Chonus Shem Rishus HaRabim, and open up something in the Rishus HaRabim. That's what Rashi says. Now we see it inside the Mishnah. So, Lo Yamar Adam Rishus HaYochid, a person can't stand in the Rishus HaYochid and take a key while he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid. He holds the key in the Rishus HaRabim and opens up the door, V'yitach Rishus HaRabim. That you're not allowed to do. As we'll see, this is the opinion of Meir. And he says, when you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, you can't move something in the Rishus HaYochid. If you want to see a diagram of this, it's actually earlier in the Pirush Chai on page 216 in diagram number 21. Where the person is standing in the Rishus HaYochid and he's sticking his hand through a window to reach the key in the Rishus HaRabim to open up the door that is in the Rishus HaRabim. So this is what the Tanakhama of Mishnah says you're not allowed to do. Vice versa as well. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaRabim and take a key that's in the Rishus HaYochid, the Yiftach Rishus HaYochid, and open up the door inside the Rishus HaYochid. And you can see a diagram of this on page 222, diagram number 62. So you're standing outside the Rishus HaRabim, and the key is on the top of the roof, which is in the Rishus HaYochid, and the door is above 10 Tfachim, so therefore it's also in Rishus HaYochid. The minol, the lock, is also Rishus HaYochid, so you're not allowed to move the key from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaYochid while you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim. The only way you'd be allowed to do this is Elo imkein also mechitza gavoa asara tfachim. Unless you surrounded the area, Rashi explains this is talking about the last case, and you can see this on page 222 in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 63, where you built some sort of a wall around the doorway. So now the doorway is no longer a Rishus HaRabim. It's an enclosed area. So now you could stand there because you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and you can go take the key that's in the Rishus HaYochid and go and put it into the minol that is in the Rishus HaYochid. And this is the opinion of Tanakama, Devi Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's opinion. So you can't stand in a different Rishus, in the Rishus HaRabim, and move something in the Rishus HaYochid, or stand in Rishus HaYochid and move something in the Rishus HaRabim. However, the Chachamim disagree. Amrulo, the Chachamim say to Rav Meir, you absolutely can, not a problem, as long as you don't bring it into the different Rishus, as long as the key is staying in the Rishus HaYochid, so as long as you're not bringing the key into the Rishus HaRabim, there's no problem. And they tell him, the Chachamim tell Rav Meir, Maisa b'shuk shel patomim shel Yerushalayim. There once was a marketplace where the Patamim had their stores. Patamim are people that fatten up animals, so they're butchers. Yisro was called Putiel because he would fatten up animals. So a Patamim is somebody who would fatten up animals, a butcher. So there once was this marketplace where the butchers were, that was in Yerushalayim. That's a critical point that it was in Yerushalayim. And what did they do? They allowed them, Shayu Noalin, Umeinichin Esamavtech, Bechalon, Shalgabe Pesach. They would be standing in the street, the Rishus HaRabim, outside their doors, and what would they do? They would go and open and close their doors with the key that was on top, Shagabi HaPesach. And this is very much analogous to the diagram that we had on page 222, diagram number 62, and they allowed them to do exactly what we said, the Rav Meir said they're not allowed to do. So you see from here that you're wrong, because the rabbis allowed them to do this in Yerushalayim. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rav Yossi just changes around. He doesn't disagree with the Chachamim, but he says it wasn't the marketplace of the Shuk Shol Patomim, Ela was Shuk Shol Tzamarim Hava. It was the people that fleeced the animals. They were the ones that sheared the animals and sold their tzemer, sold their wool. So it was the wool market and not the butcher market. Now, why do we care? It has nothing to do with our story, but this is again to show you the reality of the case. When they give such specific examples, so it tells you that this was a real case and not just a theoretical construct that they made. So a real case always carries a lot more weight than a theoretical discussion in a base medrash. In any event, you have the opinion of the Chachamim or Rav Yossi that disagrees with Rav Meir. Nudigmar says, I don't understand how the Rabbanim could really bring a riot against Rav Meir. Rav Meir was talking about Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says, the Rabbanim, how can they question Rav Meir, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, when they're not dealing with the Rishus HaYochid? This butcher store, the Shuk Shel Patamim, or the Shuk Shel Tzamarim, according to Rav Yossi, is a Carmelis. It's not in a Rishus HaRabim. So how could they question Rav Meir who said his din from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, when they're going to bring a raya against him from a Carmelist. And if the ruling board says, the Rabbanon, I'm Rameir Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Rameir gave a case from the person standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and moving things in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and they say, oh, you're allowed to do that, but they give him an example, Umahadru Inu Carmelist, but they give him an example of a case where you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Carmelist and moving things in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is different than the case that Rameir was talking about. Why is that? Because it said it was in Yerushalayim. Dama Rabba Bar Barachan Amar Rav Yochanan. Rabba Barachan said in Rav Yochanan, what is the status of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim has the status of being a Carmelist because Ilmale Dal Sosel Na'alos Balayla. If it weren't for the fact that all of its doors were closed at night, then it would be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Chayav Elam Yishon Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But since the doors are closed at night, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a Carmelist. So again, how could Rav Meir be questioned by the Chachamim or Rav Yossi to say that what you're saying is incorrect when they're giving him an example from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yochid and not from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Maybe Rav Meir's right that you're not allowed to go move things when you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and you're moving things in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the fact that you say you can do it from a Carmelist has nothing to do with Rav Meir. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no. Kan kodem shenifritzu bapirtzos. And kan la'achar shenifritzu bapirtzos. It depends. When Rabbi Baruch Chana, Amar of Yochanan, said that Yerushalayim is, in fact, the Carmelist, that's before Nebuch, the walls were knocked down. But once the walls were knocked down, then Yerushalayim again returns to being a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And they were bringing a raya from when the walls were knocked down. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Amar, Seifo Ason L'Sharigina. No, we're missing some things over here. And when the rabbis respond back to Rav Meir with a Carmelist, because Yerushalayim is a Carmelist, they were responding to Rav Meir, another case of Rav Meir, that he said, you're not allowed to move from a Carmelist into Rosh Hashanah Yochid as well. Not only from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't move things in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but even if you're standing in a Carmelist, you can't move things in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What is that? Because there are words missing over here. Rav Amar Seifo Ason L'Sharigina V'Halchi Kamar. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, likewise, it's missing the following statement, V'chein lo yamod b'Rosh Hashanah Yochid, a person is not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, v'yiftach b'karmelis, and open up the keys to open up a door that's in a karmelis, with the key and the door in the karmelis. Or, you're not allowed to stand in a karmelis, v'yiftach b'Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or open up a door with the key that's in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to open up the door in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And we turn to the other days, Elawad. You're only allowed to do this, Elim Kein Osu Mechitza Gevoa Asar Tvachim. Like we said in the Mishnah, Divrei Rav Meir. So this additional statement over here, first we tell us in the Reisha, you're not allowed to stand in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and move things in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And then he tells us, you're not allowed to stand in the Carmelist and move things in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Oh, now we understand the question from the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Amulah, they say to Rav Meir, no, you're telling us you can move from a Carmelist in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. They once with his butcher's stores in Yerushalayim, which is a Carmelist, Shayu Noelin. They were locked, and they allowed the butchers, the butchers were standing in the Carmelist, and they were allowed to take the key that was on top of a Chalon, which was Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and open up the door, which is also Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shuk Shol B'Tzabarma. No, I'll give you the exact facts over here. It wasn't a butcher's store, it was a wool seller's store. And therefore, that's why they questioned Rav Meir, because they gave him a case. Rav Meir is talking about a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And they said also from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now we have a Braisa that's going to tell us a couple of additional dinim within Rav Meir and a retraction in part that Rav Meir made. Braisa starts off and says, Tana Rabban, Pischei Sharigina. Here we're talking about, and you can see this in the diagram in the Pirushchai on page 223, diagram number 68. By the way, diagrams number 66 and 67 are illustrating what we just talked about in the Gemara in the previous case. In any event, Tana Rabbanan, Pischei Sharigina, you have over here a door in between a gina. A gina is a Carmelist. It is something that is mukaf, not l'shem dira. It's an enclosed area, not for dira purposes. It's more than a base sasayim. So therefore, it has the status of a Carmelist. And you have a door from this gina, from this Carmelist, into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now you want to open up this door. How are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? So the Braisa tells us, Bisman sheyesh lehem base sharmi bifnim, if there is a guardhouse on the inside, i.e. on the gina side, again, you can see this in diagram number 68 on page 223, so in this situation, poseach v'no mibifdim, a person standing inside in the Carmelis, inside this guardhouse, is allowed to open up the door. Because he's standing in Rishus HaYochid in this guardhouse, this base shar, and he's using the key for this Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, poseach v'no mibifdim. Alternatively, mibachutz, if this base shar was on the outside, and you can see a diagram of this in diagram number 69 on page 223 in the Pirush Chai, then then he's allowed to, from the outer side, from the Rishus HaRabim side, where the guardhouse is, open up the lock, because he's standing in Rishus HaYochid, and he's opening up the lock in Rishus HaYochid. Mikan v'kan, if both sides, on the Gina side and the Rishus HaRabim side, there are these base shar, you have these guardhouses on both sides, so then, poseach v'no l'kan v'kan, then it's all Rishus HaYochid, you can open up anything. But if it doesn't have a base shar on either side, so then, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, Asurin Kan V'Kan. Then you're not allowed to go and open up this either side, because the opinion of Rav Meir is, you're not allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim or in a Carmelis, either side, either Rishus HaRabim side or in the garden side, and open up a Rishus HaYochid. Even though the key is in the Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to go and move it from either the Carmelis or from the Rishus HaRabim. So that's exactly the opinion of Meir. And it says, V'chein chanuyos. And similarly, the same thing applies with a store. Now, we'll see later on that it means that just like this is a Carmelis, so too the store is a Carmelis. V'chein hachanuyos ha'psuchos Rishus HaRabim. If you have these stores that are opened up into Rishus HaRabim. Bizman shamin olamata me'asara. When the lock on the door is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so therefore it is exactly like the ground of the store, which is a Carmelis, since it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's the status of a Carmelis. So this brisa says, maybe mafteach me'er of Shabbos, and if you want to use this door on Shabbos, you have to bring the key there before Shabbos, u'meinicho b'yiskupa, put it on the threshold of the door, which, if it's a threshold of a Carmelis, is also a Carmelis, and therefore you can take it from standing on this threshold, which is a Carmelis. You take the key in the Carmelis on the threshold and put it into the lock, which is the Carmelis lock. L'mocha poseach v'noah. So on Shabbos, you go and unlock the door. U'machziro l'askupa. And then you can put the key back on the askupa. In this situation, everything is fine. However, u'bizman shamin olamala mi'asar. But if the lock is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so therefore it's no longer a Carmelis, it's no longer Rishus HaRabim, it is going to be Rishus HaYochid. So then, you're not allowed to carry the key from the eskupa, which is a Carmelis, to the lock. And what should you do? Maybe mafteach me'er Shabbos. You have to bring the key there before Shabbos starts. Or meniach b'milo, and put it on top of the lock. So now it's above 10 tefachim. And then, on Shabbos, l'mocha poseach v'no, you standing in the Carmelis are allowed to go and stick your hand inside to the Rishus HaYochid and move the lock, the key, and the lock, unlock the lock with the key, because you're allowed to stand in a Carmelis and move things inside a Rishus HaYochid. And then after you unlock the door, you can put the key back on top of the lock, which is again within a Rishus HaYochid. Now here, these are Divrei Rav Meir. So we see, ultimately, Rav Meir retracts. He says that only in Rishus HaRabim can't you move things in Rishus HaYochid. In Rishus HaYochid, you can't move things in Rishus HaRabim, but from a Carmelis, you can. Again, you can't bring it to the Carmelis. That would be transferring it from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, which is an Issa the Rabbanan, but you're allowed to go stand in the Carmelis and move things in the Rishus HaYochid. So here we'll see that Rav Meir retracts his position. The Gemara will say this in a moment. The Chachamim says, no, even if the Minol is more than 10 Tvachim above the ground, so it's Rishus HaYochid. All you have to do is mevi mafteach be'erev Shabbos u'minich be'eskupa. You can bring the key on Erev Shabbos and put it in the eskupa, in the Carmelis area. And the next day you're allowed to go and open it up. Now, how are you allowed to do this? And put it back in the scoop. How are you allowed to do this? We'll explain that this is because they hold that it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Mokum Ptur, and you're allowed to take something from a Carmelis and put it in the Mokum Ptur. Alternatively, you can go, oh, b'chalon sha'al gabaya pesach. You can go and put it on the chalon, the window that is above this door, which is, by definition, also, not a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Mokum Ptur. And that's what the Chachamim say. You can take it from the Eskupa and bring it to the Mokum Ptur. However, in Chalon Yesh Arba al Arba, if the window has a dimension to it, a 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, then it becomes Rishus HaYochid. It's no longer Mokum Ptur, and it will be also forbidden, because you'd be carrying it from the Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. Now, This braisa taught us a number of things. Number one, when it says the similar halacha applies with the chanus, it implies miklal the biiskupas karmelis haskinan, that we're dealing over here with the iskupa, it's the iskupa of a karmelis. But now we have a problem. Hay minol hechidami. What type of a lock are we talking about? Idles be arba. If the lock is not 4x4 tvachim, so then by definition it's not a rishus hayochid, it's a makom tor, makom toru. So then, why would you not be allowed to go and move the key from the iskupa to this makom tor? The isbi arba, and if it does have an area that's 4x4 tvachim wide, so then it is a separate rishus. So then, are you telling me, behal lema rabbanan? In this situation, the rabbanan say af bisman shamino lamala meyud, even though if the lock is more than 10 tvachim above the ground. And it's not a mokum patur like we originally wanted to suggest. It's actually 4x4 tvachim, so it's a rishus hayachid. Would you be allowed to be maybe mateach the Arab Shabbos and Mincha be a skupa? Could you possibly say that the chum hole that you can bring the key there and put in the skupa on Arab Shabbos and on Shabbos lamocha poseach v'noel take the key from the skupa and put it into the rishus hayachid umachziru le'skupa and then put it back into the skupa? Or olechalu shagabi a pesach, or to put it on in a window that's on top of the pesach over here that's more by four tvachim. So v'hol kum etaltim mikarmelus rishus hayachid. You would be allowed to do this because you'd be carrying from the karmelus to rishus hayachid. What is going on? So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, in fact, the olam is a makom tor. Then bo arba, it doesn't have four tvachim by four tvachim. V'yesh bo lachuk lashlimo ledalet. But this is a famous machlok we have many times already, that if you were to view a door as being carved out, we had this in regards to a halachos of mezuzah that had a arching type of a door, and you need to have 10 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Lintel has to be at least 4 tvachim wide, and the height has to be 10 tvachim. But if it's an arch that's below 10 tvachim, so do we view it as if it was chiseled out, and now you actually have a space of 10 tvachim and 4 tvachim lintel, 10 tvachim height and 4 tvachim lintel, or do we not chisel it out and say that it is in fact not that complete? So this is called chokikin lehashlim or not. So Rav Meir holds yes, and that's exactly what they're arguing about. The Rav Meir savar chokikin lehashlim, that we view it as if it's cut out. We view it as if it's carved out, chiseled out. And therefore, in this situation as well, even though it's not 4x4 tvachim, the minnow, but there's room to go and make it 4x4 tvachim, so therefore we view it as if it's already there. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from this karmelis into this now rishus hayachid and not a makom patur. According to Rabbanon, Rabbanon Sabri ain't chokikin lehashlim. We don't automatically view it as chiseled out unless it's actually chiseled out, and therefore it's still a makom patur. And that's why the Chacham say you're allowed to move it. Rabbi Barabai says Shmami Noam Eihor Masnisa Tlosh. From this brisa, we learn three things, most of which we've already mentioned. Number one, Shmami Noam chokikin lehashlim. Oh, that which we just said that we pass in Rav Meir holds the chokikin lehashlim. Number two, Ushmamino Hodobe Rabbi Meir Mishari Gino. The Rabbi Meir retracted his position that you're not allowed to move from a karmelis things inside of Rishus HaYochid. So he retracted that clearly in this brisa. That was number two. We pointed it out. And number three, Vishamis Minomi the Rabbanon Isa the Rav Dimi. And we see from the Chachamim's opinion that they hold like Rav Dimi. What is Rav Dimi? We have this many times in the Sechta already as well. The Chios Rav Dimi, Amr Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Amr Rav Yochanan. Makum Shein Bar Bar Al Bar. If you have a place that's less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim wide, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's going to be a Makum Tur. So such a Makum Tur is Mutur Livnei Rishus HaRabim, the Livnei Rishus HaYochid, Likatef Olav. That both the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim can use this Makum Tur to put stuff on. However, they have to be careful of Vach Leyachlif, as you said many times, you can't put from the Rishus HaYochid your package on this Makum Tur and then take the package from the Makum Tur and bring it to Rishus HaRabim. That you're not allowed to do. But the Rishus HaYochid can paste the package on this Makum Tur and then take the package back into the Rishus HaYochid, while simultaneously, if somebody wanted to from the Rishus HaRabim, they could place their package on this Makum Tur and bring it back to the Rishus HaRabim. They're both allowed to use it, but of course you can transfer from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, via the Makum Patur. The next Mishnah is a short Mishnah, so we'll finish it off with the Gemara before we conclude the Shir. So let's begin. The next Mishnah says, Neger Shiesh Berosho Glustera. You can see diagrams of this clearly on page 224, diagram number 72. The Glustera is like the knob that's on the top of this Neger. The Neger is like a peg that you put into this hole in the ground that's serving as the pivot, and this glustera is like a bulbous part at the top. Rashi explains, "Shetochven also bechur shebiskupa linol hadelas, that you knock this nagar into the ground, and it has this bulbous part on the top, yesh berosha glustra, shirosha over, it's thicker, v'roya lebuchna lichtosh v'lishchok bo pilpulin. And it's like a mortar and pestle, and you see this in diagram number 73 in the Pirush Chayim, page 224, and that's the bulbous end that you use to go and chop up stuff. And he says, the Mishnah tells us that this nagar, sheyesh berosha glustra, so Rabbi Eliezer says, oh sir, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos because it looks too much like binyan. Whereas Rav Yossi is mati, Rav Yossi says you're allowed to use it. Gemara will qualify this. But first we have a Maisa Shaya. Maisa b'chneseh shebetveria. There was this shul in Tveria, Shayu noagim bo heter, where they permitted you to go and use this. Like the more lenient opinion of Rav Yossi. Achibor Gamliel v'askenim yoshulem. Until Gamliel and the askenim came and said, no, the halach is like Rav Eliezer. Rav Yossi says the exact opposite, however. Rav Yossi omer, no. Is an Agubah. In fact, they took the more chumradic position of Rabbi Eliezer. And then, and subsequently, Rabbi Gamliel and the Zkenim came and adopted my more lenient opinion and said, no, you're allowed to go and use it. Now, what are we talking about? The Gemara says, Benital biigdo, if this Nagor can be, in fact, if you attached it to a string and you pulled on the string, the nagar would come with it. So if it's tightly attached and strong enough, so then kuliyamalo pligi, then everybody would agree that you're allowed to put this nagar with the glustra at the top into the peg on Shabbos, because everybody realizes that it's a kli and nobody is going to go and mistakenly think you're building. Kuliyamalo pligi. Ki pligi, where, however, they do have an argument with Lezer Yossi. Bisha'eno nito b'igdo, when it's not strong enough to be pulled by the string that's attached to, and the string would snap. So in this situation, we have the machlokis. Rav Yossi holds the Mar Sovar, kiven the yesh berosha glustra. Since it has this bulbous end to it, this thick end to it, it's clearly a kli, toras kli olav, and therefore nobody's going to think that you're using a kli in construction. So therefore there's no chashash of boneh. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds Umar Sovar, Kivin Deino Nital Biigdo, since if you have it attached to a string, the string is going to break and snap, so then it does look like construction, possibly. It doesn't look like it's being used as a kli, and therefore, lo, you're not allowed to go and use it on Shabbos. With that, we conclude today's shir.